Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Beis, and we have five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miril bas Sara Rivka, Michaela bas Elena, and Shifra Miriam bas Avigail Devora. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos v'yecheskel shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned le'ilu nishmas Chaim Doiv ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rabin Tzion Shalom, and le'ilu nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Ramoshe Chaim. So today's daf is going to continue along the theme of the first daf in the Perek Arvei Psachim, which deals less with the laws of Pesach and more with the laws of Kiddush and Suda and Havdalah, etc., etc. But the daf begins with a machloikis tanoim that the Gemara mentioned on daf Kuf Amid Aleph. A person was sitting and he was eating Erev Shabbos. A person was sitting and he was eating Erev Yontif. And now it's Shabbos. It's Yontif. Do you have to stop your meal or do you not have to stop your meal? Now we're discussing someone that began eating his meal beheter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that every Erev Shabbos and every Yontif, samach l'mincha lo yoichal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the case would be where he started eating before samach l'mincha. The point is he started eating beheter and now Shabbos is coming and Yontif is coming. What is he supposed to do? On the one hand, it would make sense for him to continue to eat because Friday night, Yontif night, he has an obligation to eat a Suda. It's perfect. He's anyway sitting, the family is together. So let them just continue and convert this meal from being a Suda Shel Chol into a Suda of Shabbos, a Suda of Yontif. Or maybe you can't do that. Maybe the Chi of Suda of Shabbos and Yontif obligates you to interrupt, to terminate the Suda Shel Chol, and now start from scratch and begin a new meal. So it was a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mafsikin l'Shabbos. He said, if you're in the middle of eating a Suda Shel Chol, even though you began eating the meal beheter, now that it's Shabbos, now that it's Yontif, you have to stop your meal. What did stop your meal mean? So today it would mean bench and walk away from the table. Amol, it was a little more dramatic. It meant you actually removed the table, you completely stopped, then you bring the table back, a new tishtach, and you start all over again. Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi said that no, ain't mafsikin, you don't have to stop. You can continue through the meal. Don't you have to make kiddush? So Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph quoted our Gemara that we're about to learn that said you can make kiddush after the meal. What do you mean, after the meal? Yeah, bench. And after benching, you'll make kiddush. What happened to kiddush b'malkum suda? So Tosfos said it is kiddush b'malkum suda. Kiddush b'malkum suda doesn't mean before the suda. It means b'malkum suda. It could be b'malkum suda if the kiddush is before the meal. It could be b'malkum suda if the kiddush is after the meal. The Gemara brought Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ein halacha loike Rabbi Yehuda v'loike Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to completely terminate the meal. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi that you don't have to do anything. Elo peiris mapo mekadosh. What you should do is you should take a mapa, you should cover the suda, make kiddush, and then resume the meal, this time not as a Suda Shel Chol, but rather as a Suda of Shabbos. The Rashbam spoke out that Shmuel, although he was one of the great Amiram of all time, but he didn't have the credentials to argue with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So what did Shmuel mean when he said, Ein halacha loike Rabbi Yehuda v'loike Rabbi Yossi? He didn't mean to be a third opinion. He can't be a third opinion. Rather, the Rashbam said that Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi. Really, you don't have to make any hefsek at all. Really, you don't have to terminate the meal. However, as a chumrah, Shmuel said you should be peiris ma'apu mekadosh. But essentially, that's not something you have to do. So the bottom line is what emerged from the Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph was three shitas with regards to Bnei Adam that were eating a suda. They began the Suda Beheter, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and now it's Shabbos, and now it's Yontif. What are you supposed to do? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to remove the table, you have to bench, you have to completely end the meal, and then start a new meal again. According to Rabbi Yossi, just continue. And according to Shmuel, Peiris Mapu Mekadosh. So the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, picks up from that note. Tanu Rabbanu, Bnei Chabur Shalim Subin, Bnei Chabur that was sitting together, Bekidish Aleim Hayoy, meaning they were eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and now all of a sudden it's Shabbos. It's Yontif. Mevi'en Loi Koy Shal Yayin. So they should bring a kois of wine. Va'omer Olof Kedusha Sayoyim. They should make Kiddush. V'sheni, and then another, Oimer Olof Birchas HaMazon, and bench, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's who Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yossi says, Oichel v'oilech ad shetachshach. There's no reason for you to have to do that, but rather you can continue eating into the night. Gomroi, when you finish eating, then you'll have the two koises. Kois rishon v'varuch olav birchas hamazon. Now on the first kois, you make a birchas hamazon, meaning you bench. V'asheni oimer olav kedushas hayoyim. And with regards to the second, you're going to make kiddush. So first things first, the real way to bench is the way we make kiddush, on a kois of yayin. Everyone makes kiddush on a glass of wine. Birchas hamazon really is also supposed to be on a glass of wine. And it's for the same reason. The reason we make kiddush on a glass of wine is because the proclamation of today is Shabbos is very chashuv, and to give it an added chashivus, you hold a glass of wine when you make that proclamation. It's our proverbial toast. But the point is, it's very chashuv. Kiddush is not the wine. Kiddush is zocher esir meshabbos lekachoy, declaring today as being a holy day. We do it on a kois yayin to give it a chashivus. Birchas hamazon is also very chashuv, and it's for a similar reason. When you bench, you're supposed to bench on a kosh al yayin. In fact, it's very unclear why the minig in Klal Yisrael today is not to bench on a kosh yayin. So if you had a simcha, if there's a minyan, in certain situations, people still are mevarich al kosh al yayin. But if you eat lunch and bench, chances are you're not going to bench on a kosh al yayin. And the question is why? The Aruch HaShulchan says it's because there was anios at certain times of Jewish history, and people simply couldn't afford a glass of wine. So the Chachamim looked away, and they said that even though really that would be the preferable way of doing it, and there's a lot of skulois and a lot of brachas that are associated with benching on a kosher yayin, but at the same time, they felt that that wasn't the thing to do. Regardless, we're discussing now, again, where the people were sitting, and they were eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, they started eating Beheter. And now, all of a sudden, it's Shabbos and Yontif, and they're going to have to bench this oilum. Obviously, they're eating a meal. In addition to benching, they're also going to have to make kiddush. So the question is, in terms of the seidah dvarim, how exactly should you do it? Again, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And this machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, is not another machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, but rather it's l'shita sayu to the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and daf kuf amid aleph. It's l'shita sayu to the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that we just mentioned in the introduction to today's daf. Rabbi Yehuda says that first you're going to make kiddush, and then afterwards you're going to bench. The reason is because Rabbi Yehuda says you need to bench because you have to stop this meal. And the reason you have to stop this meal is because mafsikin. The next meal is going to have to be a new meal. You can't just continue your Erev Shabbos meal into Shabbos. You have to make a hefsek. You have no choice. Because you have no choice, so you have to immediately bench. So mevi'in le'kois shal yayin to bench birchas hamazon. Okay, so why do you make kiddush first? Mevi'in le'kois shal yayin va'oymer olav kedushas hayayim v'sheni, and then you bring another glass of wine va'oymer olav birchas hamazon. The reason is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that you have to drink a glass of wine when you bench, and it's already Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, you have to make kiddush. And if you don't make kiddush, you can't drink. So how are you going to bench, drink the koishal yayin of birchas hamazon if you didn't first make kiddush? So really, you don't have to make kiddush right now. Really, you have to bench right now. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You have to stop the meal and then start all over again. And the more typical way of starting your Shabbos meal would be by making kiddush. Don't make kiddush at the end of your toyamel, but rather you should make kiddush at the beginning of your Shabbos meal. The problem is you're stuck because you have to bench on your toyamel. And because you have to bench, you're going to have to drink the koshal yayin. Being that it's already Shabbos, you have an obligation to make kiddush. You can't drink anything without making kiddush. So Rabbi Yehuda says that bring the wine in immediately. Bring two cups of wine. The first one you're going to make kiddush. The second one you're going to bench. Why are we bringing the wine in immediately? Because we have to terminate this meal and now start a new meal. In order to terminate the meal, you have to move the table. You also have to bench. So the benching requires a koshal yayin. So that's the first thing you're going to have to do. So why are you making kiddush first? Make kiddush by the second meal. Yeah, that's true. That would be the more intuitive way of looking at it. But at the same time, once you have an obligation to make kiddush, you're not allowed to drink without making kiddush. And the koshal yayin or birchas hamazon is such a big deal that we're actually going to tell you, make kiddush at the end of your vachendig asuda. Then you're going to bench, and then you're going to start your Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yossi says, why are we even getting so excited? Don't do anything. Just continue eating. And by the way, the Rashbam says it's not ad shetachshach. The Rashbam struggles with this gersa because you could do it into the wee hours of the night. start singing Zmiris. It could be one long meal. There's no reason to bring in the wine. See, Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa, who holds mafsik, and you have to interrupt the meal, you have to terminate the meal. He says, Mevi'im lo'i k'ishol yayim. But not just one glass, two glasses. Why two? Because once you're going to bench, you're going to have to drink some meal, you have to make kiddush already. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to do anything. Just continue eating. It's not a big deal. Oh, gamru. That's the first word on the top of kufbeis and mevi'is. You finish the meal. Okay, now already you're going to have two kaises. And what do you do with the two kaises? So Rabbi Yehuda reversed the order. He said, first you bench, and then afterwards you make Kiddush. The Rashbam says it doesn't have to be in that order. If you want, you can first make Kiddush, and then you can bench. You don't have to bench before you make Kiddush. Says the Rashbam, how do I know that? So he says something very gishmak. He says, because Shmuel was the third sheet on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. What did Shmuel say? Pyrus Mapa Umekadish. And we spoke out just now, the Rashbam spoke it out on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, that Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Ein Mafsike. Just as a chumrah, he said, Pyrus Mapu Mekadesh. So says the Rashbam, here in Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, what do you see from Shmuel Shita? That according to Rabbi Yossi, it's okay to make Kiddush before you bench. Which then means that when Rabbi Yossi said, Mevorech Olav Birchas HaMazoin, Vasheni Oimer Olav Kedushas HaYom, he didn't mean that it has to be in that order. Because from Shmuel, you see, it doesn't have to be in that order. Because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, and he said, Pyrus Mapu Mekadesh. What then did Rabbi Yossi mean? It could be in that order. In contrast to Rabbi Yehuda, who said, first you have to make Kiddush, and then you have to bench. Zok Rabbi Yossi, if you want, you can do it in the reverse. The bottom line is this machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is very much l'shita sayu to the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. But the Gemara is going to interrupt this discussion with a digression, with a very geshmaka digression. And that is, Freik the Gemara, classic Arvei Pesachim. Amai, why do you need two glasses of wine? Why do you have to bring in two cups? You need one to make Kiddush and the other one for Birchas HaMazav. Why can't you bench and make Kiddush on the same glass of wine? You're going to do two things right now. You're going to bench, and you're going to make Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, first you're going to make Kiddush, then you're going to bench. According to Rabbi Yossi, first you're going to bench, then you're going to make Kiddush. But the question is, why do you need two cups of wine? Why can't I just have one cup of wine, and on that one cup of wine, I'll bench, and on that one cup of wine, I'm going to make Kiddush? So say Berachas HaMazon according to Rabbi Yossi, then say Kiddush, buy a Priya Goffin, and drink. Why can't the same glass of wine service both of these mitzvahs? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Sheshes, because Ein Oymim Shtei Kedushois Al Kois Echad. You can't recite two Kedushois. Now Kiddush is Kishmoy Kachi. It's Miloshin, you're being Mekadesh HaShabbos, or you're declaring that the day of Shabbos is Kadosh. We're using the word Kiddush sort of loosely in the context of Birchas HaMazon, but the point is not so much two Kiddushos, but two Brachos or two Mitzvos. Ein Oymrim Shtei Kiddushos, Birchas HaMazon had Kiddush on one glass of wine. My time, okay, but why? I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman by Yitzchak explained, the Fishein Oysen Mitzvos Chavilois Chavilois. The reason is, because if you're going to use one glass of wine for two Mitzvos, it's going to look like you're knocking off two birds with one stone, proverbially speaking. And that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Rashi says, the mechzi olea kamasoi. Because it looks like the mitzvah is an oil, and as a result, the optics are not good. Meaning, it looks like you're not really into doing mitzvahs, and you try to find loopholes and shortcuts when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Oh, you figured out a way that I don't need two glasses of wine for the two brachas. I can be Yoitza, the two brachas with one glass of wine. It doesn't look good. It's mechzi, right? Mechzi means the appearance that it gives off. It looks like it's a masa, even if it's not a masa, but that's the way it looks. And if that's the way it looks, it's not good. It's interesting, because we know mitzvahs are lav lehonos nitnu. Why are mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu? So Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavchet Samer Aleph, it's because the idea of a mitzvah is that it should be an oil al tzavare. That's really what mitzvahs are all about. You're not supposed to enjoy the mitzvah. It's supposed to be an oil. So a mitzvah is an oil. Really, it is a masa. That's what a mitzvah is. But at the same time, you can't give off the appearance that that's what it is. So if it's mechzi olea kamasa, even though that's really what it is, because that's the whole premise of mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu, bottom line is that ein oisem mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, and the reason is the mechzi olea kamasa. It's interesting, Rat Toisvis and Mesechis Mai Kotten, Dab Chesel and Beis, has a different reason. He says that the reason that ein oisem mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is because when a person does a mitzvah, he has to have kavana. Or you have to focus on what you're doing. You have to lock in and really be mizboine. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm serving my creator. That's the idea of a mitzvah. So Tosfos says that it's very difficult for a person to be liboy panui lebeis mitzvahs ka'achas. It's a very, very challenging thing to do. He says, how are you going to do that? So right now, you're holding a glass of wine and you're thinking what? You're thinking benching or you're thinking kiddush? Which one are you thinking? How are you thinking both at the same time? So it's not because it's a masui, it's not because of an oil, that's not the problem. The problem is because you need kavana, and because you need kavana, it's very difficult to be mechav in two things at the same time. And then Tais says a very interesting line that the achronim go to town with, and that is, Tais says that it could be the yisoid of Einoyis and mitzvahs, chavilahs has a source in a pasuk. We know the halacha is that you don't get married on Yom Tov. Why not? V'samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, v'fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. My cotton daf chesam ebe. Says Tosfos, the yisoid of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is the same as the yisoid of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilahs chavilahs. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is because v'samachta b'chagecha. The focus of your simcha has to be the Yom Tov. And if you're going to get married, you'll be b'simcha. But the focus of your simcha is going to be ishtecha. It's not going to be chagecha. And because of that, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So Tosfos says that it could be in v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, in that drasha Chazal saw that this is a principle. It's not just a specific micro halacha, but rather this is a principle that could be applied to all mitzvahs. You see from it that a person has to be libui panui, and as a result, ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And it could be there's a lot of nafkaminas, because if ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is a svara, it's mechsi kemasoi, then it sounds like it's a din derabanan. If it's learned out from the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, it's based on a drasha, then it could be it's already a din d'iraisa. Could be it's a tremendous nafkamino. Another nafkamino that the Achreinim talk about, a lot of gishmak etshuvas, a lot of gishmak array in the sugya vein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but super duper high level. Another nafkamino that the Achreinim discuss is, it sounds a little bit like the reason ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is because you have to have kavana. Really, there's a machloikis in Shas, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So some Achreinim, gedoyli Achreinim, suggest that it could be Tosfos is pshat and ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas really is predicated on mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And if it's predicated on mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, so now it opens up a door to say that maybe certain mitzvahs where there is no mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, maybe you're not going to have the halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So we can have a lot of fun with that, Be'ez Hashem, for another day. But for now, the Gemara asks the kashan, we have a machlekes Rabbi the Rabbi Yosi, what do you do with the person who started eating the meal but had to erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov, and now it's Shabbos and now it's Yom Tov? So they brought you now the two glasses of wine. You need to make kiddush, you're also going to bench. So everyone agreed that you're going to have two koseis of yain. The shaila was, you make kiddush immediately and then you bench, or could you wait until the end of the meal and then maybe even first bench and then make kiddush? But that it's going to have to be two koisos, that wasn't a question. And the Gemara's kasha was, why? What happened to ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? Incidentally, the Rashbam says that the Gemara's kasha is only in Rabbi Yosi. It's not in Rabbi Yehuda, ayin sham. But that was the question. And the Geteretz was, ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Right, the Gemara, v'leiv atanya ben lintin abraiso. Meaning, is it true that ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas hanichnas lebeisoi? If somebody entered his house, moitzoi Shabbos. Okay, you came home, it's matzah Shabbos. Mevorech al hayayin, you have to make avdol. So the first thing you do is you make a bracha on the wine, Bayer Priya Gofman, Val Hamar, and then you make a Bayer Maria Ish, Val HaBesamim, and then you make a Bayer Mine Besamim. That's not the way we do it. We reverse the order. V'achakach Omer Avdolah, and then afterwards you say, Amavdol Ben Kodesh Lucha. Then you make Avdolah Alakos. Let's say the person only has one cup of wine. What's the problem? The problem is he's going to eat Malava Malka. And the Malava Malka, he's going to wash, then he's going to bench, which means he's going to need a koishal bracha for brachas hamazon. So the Brisa says a very big chiddush. Manich la'achner hamazon. Don't make havdalah right away. Save the koishal yayin until you finish brachas hamazon. And when you bench on your sudas malava malka, that's when you're going to make havdalah. You can use one kois shal yayin, and with the one kois shal yayin, you'll be yoitza havdalah, and you'll be yoitza birchas hamazon for malava malka. What's the kashnu? What happened to ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? I thought you told me you're not allowed to use the same kois shal yayin for kiddush and birchas hamazon because ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So why could you use the same kois shal yayin for havdalah and for birchas hamazon? So the Gemara says ein loy shayni. No, that's different. That's talking about a person that was ein loy. The Braisa was very clear. He only had one glass of wine. The machlokes Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yosi is talking about where he had two. If you have two, ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If you only have one, over there it's going to be different. Right, the Gemara, v'yont v'shchol yisachar haShabbos islay. But there's another brisa that discusses what happens if Yontif falls out on Mitzoy Shabbos. So Mitzoy Shabbos is the first night of Yontif. This person, the first night of Yontif, probably has wine. Why? Because it's Yontif is coming, and you're going to need a lot of Yayin over the course of Yontif. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha every day. Ain't simcha, it'll be Yayin. Tomorrow's coming up in Perek Avi Pesachim. So, of course, you're going to have a lot of wine. If it's the first night Pesach, you need the 4 glasses of wine. And afilu oni amisparnis minatamchui, lo yifchusu lo miyar bekoisis. So, chances are, if this is the beginning of Yontif, you have a lot of Yayin. Okay, what's the kash? Rav said that when you make Kiddush, the first night of Yontif, when it's Matzoy Shabbos, you don't only make Kiddush, you also make Avdol, right? So if Matzoy Shabbos is the first night Yontif, so you have to make Kiddush the first night Yontif. You also have to make Avdolah, because it's Matzoy Shabbos. So what do? Yak Nahas. Where does that come from? It comes from the Gemara we're about to learn. Rav said that what you're supposed to do is Yak Nahar. Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdolah. That's the order. So first Yayin, first you make a Bayri Priya Gafen, then you make Kiddush, because it's Yontif, and then you make a Bayri Moriya Ish, and then you have the hay, and then you make Avdolah. What's the kasha? One glass of wine for Kiddush and Avdolah? Yakne, ha? How could you do that? L'chayra, Einois HaMitzvahs, Chavilas Chavilas. And don't tell me that you don't have another glass of wine. It's the first night Yontif. You didn't prepare for Yontif? Misha Tarach Berev Yontif. So, L'chayr, you have more wine. So it's not Einloi. So what happened to Einois HaMitzvahs, Chavilas Chavilas? Amri, so the Gemara says, no. We're actually not discussing the first night of Yontif. We're discussing the last night of Yontif. You know, because middle Yom HaZman, how come there was no mention of making a Shachiyonu? If it's the first night Yontif, it doesn't matter what Yontif it is, you have to make a Shachiyonu. Oh, except from the fact that Rav didn't mention anything about a Shachiyonu, Mechlal B'Shvi'i Shal Pesach Haskina. It must be it's the last day Yontif, right? There's only one real last day Yontif, which is Shvi'i Shal Pesach. So it must be we're talking about Shvi'i Shal Pesach. The Chomai, the Havale Yochale, he's done, he's cleaned out, he barely has matzahs left. He finished all his food. And as a result, the point is, that's why he's not making a Shachiyanu. He also doesn't have another glass of wine. All he has is one Koishel Yayin. Oh, all you have is one Koishel Yayin. So that's why there's no problem with Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Meaning, because Vilas Slay, but the Gemara says that, but Yontav Rishon the Islay. The first night Yontav, everybody agrees you do have. Vamar Abaye and Amiram discussed this as well. Abaye said, what do you do if the first night of Yontav falls out of Mitzoy Shabbos? Yak Zina, Yayin Kiddush Zman. Here you have the Shachiyonu because it's the first night Yontif. Ner Havdol. Rava Omar Yak Nahas. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdol and Zman. But the point is, it's the first night Yontif. Without a question, checkmate, because you're making a Shachiyonu. You mention Zman, and everybody agrees it's one Koishel Yayin. The question is, first Kiddush, then Havdolah. That's what Abaye holds. Or is it. The question is just to say the Advar. But everybody agrees that it's going to be one Koishel Yayin. So the Gemara says, Ella, you have to say, Havdalah and Kiddush Chalim Milsi. Havdalah and Kiddush is really one thing. And because it's one thing, there's no problem with Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Birchas HaMazon v'Kiddush Trei Milin Ninu. As opposed to Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, which are two different things. And because they're two different things, since for that reason, there's a problem with Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Meaning there's a fundamental difference between the relationship between the mitzvahs of Kiddush and Avdalah versus the mitzvahs of Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are two completely different mitzvahs. No shaykhis. One is Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachnoi. And the other one is the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, V'yachalta V'savalta V'erachta. It just so happens, coincidentally, that they both require a Koishel Yayin. Okay, so if you now are in a situation where you have to make Kiddush, and you have to bench, the case of Mafsikin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, where you started eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif V'heter, so now you want to go be Yotze too at the same time? You can't do that. You can't do two completely disparate mitzvahs, bevazachas, because Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But Kiddush and Havdalah, when the first night Yontif falls out of Mitzoy Shabbos, and you're making Havdalah on Shabbos, and you want to make Kiddush on Yontif, the Kiddush and the Havdalah are fundamentally the same mitzvah. And because they're the same mitzvah, such for that reason, there's no problem with Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Einois HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, where they're completely different mitzvahs. But if it's the same mitzvah, it's going to be different. Now, why is Kiddush and Havdalah the same mitzvah? So we're going to see more about this in the next stop. But just to read the Lashon HaRambam, in the beginning of the 29th parak in Hilchos Shabbos, mitzvahs haseim in haTorah lekadosh es yom haShabbos v'dvarim shenemar zocher es yom haShabbos lekadoshei kloimar zochreu zechira shvach bekiddush. Says the Rambam, v'tzorech lezochreu beknisasayu biyitziyasay. The way you fulfill the mitzvah zocher es yom haShabbos lekadoshei is you declare and acknowledge Shabbos twice, beknisasay ubiyitziyasay. When Shabbos comes. And when Shabbos leaves, b'knisasoi b'kiddush hayoy, u'b'yetziyasoi b'havdolah. So Kiddush and Havdolah are really two sides of the same coin. They're both a fulfillment of the same idea of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay. The mitzvah Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKatshay obligates you to acknowledge Shabbos B'Knisasi and B'Yitziyasi. So when I make Kiddush, it's B'Knisasi. When I make Avdallah, it's B'Yitziyasi. Now over here, it's the Yitziyah of Shabbos, it's the Knisah of Yontif. But the point is, the two mitzvahs are really one and the same. And because the two mitzvahs are one and the same, so it's for that reason, there's no problem with Einois and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. Gufa, Yontif, Shechaliyas, Achar HaShabbos. When Yontif falls out Achar HaShabbos, again, the same exact case. We're digressing. Yontif falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos. Rav Amar Rav says, Yakna, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdolah. That's the Seder. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Yanhak, Yayin Ner Avdolah Kiddush. Rav Amar, Yehanak, Yayin Avdolah Ner Kiddush. Velevi Amar, Kanyo. Kiddush Ner, Yayin Avdolah. Rabbana Namri, Kina. Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdolah. Mar Brei De Rabbono Amar Nikiyah Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdolah. Marta Amar Mishmei De Rabbi Yeshua Niyak. Marta said the name of Rabbi Yeshua that it's supposed to be Ner Yayin Havdolah Kiddush. So we know who Rav was, Shmuel, Rabba, the Rabbono, Mar Brei De Rabbono, who's not as commonly mentioned in Shas as the aforementioned Namiram. But who was Marta? Marta's a woman's name. Marta Bas Baisus, right? She was one of the very wealthy women at the time of the Churban. So Pashid, Marta is a woman. I saw it in the Tobas Tanam Vamayron. He says that he doesn't think that this was a woman that's being mentioned there together with the Gedolei Amayraim and her opinion, something that she heard in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. But he thinks there's actually a mistake in the Gersa. And really, instead of saying Marta, what it should have said was Meroina. That's what it was supposed to say. So it should have been Mem Resh Vav Nun Aleph. Instead, the Vav and the Nun became a Tav. Right? If the Vav and the Nun come together, it ends up being a Tav, and that's why it ended up being Marta. But he says to really say Marta, to have such a gear, so he says that's really Lo Shchiach. So he says, who is Meroina? He says, oh, that's already a Gemara. He says, because the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yotes Amad Aleph, Omer Meroyin, Omer Rab Yeshua ben Levi. So Meroyin and Meroina are really the same name. It's a little bit of a shtickle Torah, but it's all coming to be Meyashiv Marta. Marta's a woman's name. So Zach the Gemara, Marta, Omer Marta send the name Rab Yeshua. Niak Shalach the Avudah Shmuel, the Rabbi, Zavur the Shmuel, that was Shmuel's father. He sent Rabbi the following question. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. This is literal. Rabbi was Rabbeinu. Seder Havdolois. Hey, how are you supposed to make Havdolah? So when the first night Yanta falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos, what's the order of Havdolah? Shalach Lehi told him like this. Kachom Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. This is where Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Shama Mishom Avim, the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. We know Rabbi had tremendous covet for Rabbi Yossi. Shama Mishom Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. And Rabbi Yossi had said this in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. He said, Ner Havdolah Yayin Kiddush. That's the order that you're supposed to do it. Amar Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said, Moshe Rabbi Shulman Chananya Melech. The Moshe Rabbi Shulman Chananya, specifically the fact that first you make Avdol and then you make Kiddush. He said, I can explain to you what a Moshe. There was a king, Sheyoitza, who was leaving. Vafarchus Nichnas. So a king came to visit a village, and the king was about to leave, and then in Afarchus, one of his officers were coming as well. So the people, the townsfolk, had to do two things. They had to be malav the melech, and they had to greet this afarchos. So you have these two things in front of you. What would you do? So of course, it's pashim malav and asam melech. First, you take care of the melech. V'achak kach yoytzim likras afarchos. And then afterwards, you greet the afarchos. So what does that have to do with anything? Shabbos is the melech. Yontif is the afarchos. So it's for that reason, if you have a question of first making Havdalah and then making Kiddush, you make the Havdalah first. Because when you do Havdalah, what you're doing is you're Baglaiting, you're being malav the melech, be it siyasai. That's what Avdalah is. As opposed to Yontif, Yontif is really not about the melech, but it's about the afarchos, which is a fascinating idea, because when we learned Masechta Shabbos, we spoke out a lot of raid from the Brisker Rav, my good friend Levi Chomsky, a lot of Geshmaka raid bites related to the idea, different halachis and hilchos Shabbos that come from the fact that Shabbos is all about the melech. But in this Gemara, you see that it's only Shabbos that's about the Melech. Yontif is not about the Melech. Yontif is about the Afarchos. That's what Yontif is all about. So there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is about the Melech. Right? There's so many halachas. Just to mention one L'shoinei Yazov of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Lamin in Hilchah Shabbos, Halacha Beis. He says, Ezeu Kovid. What does Kovid Shabbos mean? Zesh Amru Chachomish, Mitzvah L'Odom Lirchitz Pono Yodav Ragdol B'cham Merav Shabbos. You take a hot shower. B'pnei Kovid HaShabbos. U'mesatei Petzitzes, Fi Yoyshe B'Kovid Rosh. Mi Yachel L'Hakbolas Pnei HaShabbos, K'moyshe Hu Yoytzei Likras HaMelech. The Chachomim HaRishoinim Hoyu Mekabtzen Talmideyem B'Erav Shabbos U'mesatfen V'Oimrim Bo'u V'Neitzei Likras Shabbos HaMelech. So the Britzkerov said, this is something you find in Hilchah Shabbos. You don't find something like this in Hilchas Yontif. This Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, because Shabbos is about the Melech. Shabbos is all about the Melech, as opposed to Yontif. Yontif is not about the Melech. So the Gemara says, "My Havi Allah." The bottom line is, we have so many different pshatim and even anecdotes. So, what exactly is the halacha when the first night Yontif falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos? What are you supposed to do? Abaye Amar Abaye said, "Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdala." Rava Amar Yaknas VeHilchaso, and the halacha is Yakne has zok de gemara. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, one last gemara. Ikle be Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda was once by Rava. Eisim kamayu maru b'samim, and they brought him ma'ar. They brought him eish to make a bari mari eish u'b'samim, and they brought him b'sam. Baruch Rava b'samim bereish. Avad amar. So first Rava made a brach on the b'samim, and afterwards he made a bari mari eish, which is what we do. So the Gemara says, "Amale Rav Huna bar Yehuda told Rava, 'Vabem b'sham and bem b'sil amar bereish v'adam b'sham is machalik b'sham and b'sil.' What to say? There is supposed to be an avdalah, but everybody agrees. First, you make the bari mariyesh, and then you make the bracha on the b'sham. The Gemara says, 'Ma'hi? What's that referring to? Time we learned in the Mishnah, b'sham and b'sham.' It says, 'Neru mazim b'sham and avdalah.' The context over there is where the daf began, and that is somebody came home matzoy Shabbos, and he only has one kais of yayin." So you don't make Avdala right away. You wait until after the Malava Malka. And then you, on the Malava Malka, you're going to use the Kais for your Berachas HaMazon and to make Avdala. So now you're benching and you're making Avdala. So what's to say? The Bishamai says, first Ner, Bari Mariyesh, then bench, then make the Besamim, then make the Avdala. Besulaimim, first Ner, Bari Mariyesh, then the Besamim, then you should bench, and then you should make Avdol. But everybody agrees the Ner is first. Everybody agrees the Ner comes before the Besamim. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked Rava. He says, "I'm looking at a Maiser Rav over here. I see first you're doing the Besamim, then you're doing the Ner. I know that's Machalik B'Shamim B'Sil, albeit in a more convoluted case. But the principle would, you think, would be the same, and that is first Ner, Ner Besamim. So how can you doing Besamim, then Ner? Only Rava Basrei." So Rava told him, "No, you have to know the rest of the story." He says, "Zudevi Rameir. What you just said is the way Rameir had his version of the machloikis between B'Shamim and B'Sil. Av Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda had a different version. So sometimes Tanoim argued about what other Tanoim said. Right? Usually Tanoim arguing in the halacha, had a darshan of pasuk, but often there's machloikis Tanoim had to understand previous Tanoim. So over here there was a machloikis from Rav Yehuda, what the machloikis between B'Shamim and B'Sil said. So Rav told Rav Huna bar Yehuda, yeah, what you just said is Rav Meir's version of the machloikis B'Shamim and B'Sil. But Rav Yehuda had a different version. He said, that everybody agreed, meaning B'Shamim and B'Sil, that first you're supposed to bench. And everyone agreed that the Avdol is supposed to be last. What was the machloikis? No, the machloikis was precisely on this point. The order between the Mar and the B'Sil. B'Shamim says, Mar v'achkach B'Sil. First, Bari Mariya Esh, and then you make a Bari Mariya B'Sil. And B'Sil said, B'Sil v'ach kachmar. That first, you're supposed to make the bracha on the B'Silim, and afterwards, you make the bracha on the Ma'ar. Okay, so now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Machalik B'Shamim B'Sil. Do you do the B'Silim first or the Ma'ar first? According to B'Shamim, Ma'ar first. According to B'Sil, B'Silim first. So who do we paskin like? I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Nagua Amke Beisil, that's obvious, because it's always Beisil. The question will be, which Beisil? Is it Rabbi Meir's Beisil? Was it Rabbi Yehuda's Beisil? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda's Beisil. Oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda's Beisil, who he held Mazoin first, then Besamim, then Ma'ar, and then Havdalah. That's why the halacha is that first you make a and then you make the Bairim Mariya Esh. It's based on Rabbi Yehuda's version of Shitas Beis Hillel, and that's Pshat and what Rava did when Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the house of Rav. The Gemara is going to continue now. I'll see this already in the next stop, where the Gemara is going to tell over different things that Rav Huna bar Yehuda saw when he visited Rava, different Meiser Ravs, but we'll save that for the next stop. So just two Ha'aris. One related to yesterday's daf, and the other one related to today's daf. So we'll go backwards. Again, Paragarbi Psachim is so intertwined, so I feel like it's all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. So yesterday we spoke about the halach of Kiddush b'makom Suda, which we said is predicated really on two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Suda. Kamash Malon, Shmuel's Memra, in Psachim Kufalaf Amar Aleph, that even though they're two independent mitzvahs, but at the same time, Chazal linked them together, and we have halacha of Ein Kiddush Memakom Suda. So we talk a lot about Kiddush. Kiddush comes up so often in the world of Rei. Suda, not so much. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the laws of Suda. So we mentioned in the brief introduction to the Reidbeit yesterday that there's a machlekes rishonim, whether the chi of Suda is a chi of deiraisa or whether it's a chi of the rabbanan. The makar to the chi of Suda is a gemara mesachta Shabbos that kuf yud zayin amadeis. The gemara says chayev adam lecho b'shabbos sholosh sudois. How do you know that? Vayomer Moshe echlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayoyim l'Hashem hayoyim loisim tzau basada. And we learn from there that a person has an obligation to eat three sudois. Stating that it's not clear if it's a chi of deiraisa and that drasha that the Gemara brings a real drasha, or maybe it's only a chi of the rabbanan and the drasha that the Gemara brings is an asmach de ba'am. And if you're ma'ayin and the rishonim, it's really yesh v'yesh. The rishonim that hold that it's a deiraisa. And the Rishonim that hold that it's only the Rabban. Within the Machloikis Rishonim of whether Suda is a Deiraisa or the Rabbanon, there's another discussion in the Rishonim whether you need to have Pas Mideiraisa or whether Pas for sure is a Rabban. Meaning you could hold that there's a Chiv to have a Suda Mideiraisa, not let a fast, let's say, Mideiraisa. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to eat bread. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to eat Challah and then you have to have Lechem Mishnah. So within the world of Suda Deiraisa, Suda Derabanan, there's a subcategory and a sub-discussion, and that is, in terms of the Chi of Pas, is the Chi of Pas a Chi of Deiraisa, or is the Chi of Derabanan? One of the Rishonim that say that there's an obligation, Mid Deiraisa, to not just eat a meal on Shabbos and Yontif, but to eat Challah, to eat bread, is the Ran. The Ran, in his Pirish on the Rif, in the second Perek in Masechta Sukkah, it's tucked away. Not only did the Ran hold that there's a chiyuv to eat pas on Shabbos and Yontif, but the Ran asked the kasha, which after learning Masechtas Psachim is mavel al harayin. Listen to the kasha. The Ran says we know there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa at the leil haseder to eat a kezayis of matzah. It says be'erev toichlu matzahs. Matzah the rest of the Yontif is reshus. The Vilna Gaon said you mekayim a mitzvah, but there's an obligation to eat one kezayis. It says in the Torah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. Right, Duran, I don't understand. Why did the Torah have to say Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs? Why was it necessary? Even without the mitzvah saseya Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, I would know that there's an obligation to eat a kezayis of matzah. How so? Because the first night of Pesach is also Yontif. And if it's Yontif, you have a chiyuv to eat a suda. And if you have a chiyuv to eat a suda, that means you have to eat pas. It's Pesach, you can't eat bread. So the only bread that you can eat is matzah. You anyways have to eat matzah. So for the Ran, I don't understand. There's a chiyuv be'erev toichlu matzahs? I bet you have to eat matzah. You have a chiyuv suda. The chiyuv suda is mechayiv you to eat matzah. You're going to have to eat matzah the next day. You're going to have to eat matzah shvi shal Pesach at night and shvi shal Pesach at day. For the Ran, be'erev toichlu matzahs? You have a chiyuv suda. If you have a chiv sudavadi, you have a chiv to eat matzah. Why? Because you can't eat lechem because it's chametz. So the only bread that you have is matzah. So why did the Torah have to say be'erev toichlu matzahs? It's pasha, you have to eat matzah. As they freak Duran. Except Duran, the Torah says like this, that it's true you have a chiv to eat matzah. It's true that you would have a chiv to eat matzah anyways. But the chiv to eat matzah, machmas de suda, you'd be able to fulfill with matzah ashira. Meaning, it's true that a person has an obligation to eat pas. And it's true you can't eat bread, but you'd be able to eat matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is not chametz. At the same time, you'd be able to fulfill your chiyuv suda. The chiddush of be'erev toichlu matzahs is that it has to be lechem oini. The chiddush of be'erev toichlu matzahs is that the matzah that you're eating has to be lechem oini, and that you can't fulfill your mitzvah with matzah ashira. That's the chiddush. So the reason the Torah said be'erev toichlu matzahs is not to tell me that you're going to have to eat a kezayis matzah. Had the Torah never said be'erev toichlu matzahs, you would have known you have to eat a kezayis matzah. However, you would not have known what kind of kezayis matzah you have to eat. You would have thought maybe you could fulfill it with matzah ashira. Kamash b'lam be'erev toichlu matzahs, that it's not enough to eat matzah, but you have to eat lechem oini. It has to be matzah that the Torah prescribed, that zecher litzias mitzrayim, that it has to be that type of matzah. But either way, the Ran clearly, very strongly was of the opinion that the chiyuv to eat pass is a chiv deiraisa on your Shabbos. It's a chiv deiraisa on Yontif. So much so that the Ran wondered out loud. He asks this big tamir that why the Torah have to say be'erev toich l'matzahs, even without be'erev toich l'matzahs, it would be so obvious that a person has to eat matzah because you have a chiv to eat a kezayis to fulfill your mitzvah of Suda, and you have no other way of fulfilling it other than eating matzah. So the Ran, it's not true because there's a way to do it with matzah shir. We've discussed a few times in Masechtas Pesachim, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. It says that when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael the first year, so the first Pesach ever in Eretz Yisrael, Bachodesh Hasheni Barbas Ayoim Vayoichlu Me'avur Ha'aretz Mimachras HaPesach Matzlis V'Kolu Be'etzem Ayoim Hazeh. It says the Yidden ate Matzlis Mimachras HaPesach, the day after Pesach. And the Gemara says they ate the day after Pesach. What do you mean? Eat matzah on Pesach. Why would they have eaten the day after Pesach? So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't so pashut. Because when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they had a little bit of a problem. The problem is that all the tefuah was chadash. They didn't have any tefuah that was yashon. All the tefuah was chadash. And because all the tefuah was chadash, you can't eat from the tefuah chadash until you bring the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer was born on Tazayin Nisan. As a result, they have no way, they had no ability to be able to eat matzah. So they had no choice but vayoichlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach. They had to wait a little bit until they were able to eat matzah. Because they couldn't eat matzah at the first Seder in Eretz Yisrael. The reason is because it was all chadash. Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi Akasha. He says, I don't understand. What's the problem? Matzah is an aseh. Chodosh is a lois aseh. Yovei aseh de be'erev toich l'matzois. V'yidcha lois aseh de chodosh. Azay freit the Yerushalmi Akasha. And Tosfos says that the Yerushalmi answers that, no. Because it's true, matzah is an aseh, but it's an aseh de lefnei hadibur. What does it say be'erev toich l'matzois? It says it in Parshas Bo'i. It's an aseh de lefnei hadibur. It's true aseh is doich lois aseh, but an aseh de lefnei hadibur, an aseh from before Matan Torah, doesn't have the ability to be doich lois aseh. So chadosh is a regular lois aseh, de la'achar hadibur. There was no iser chadosh before Matan Torah, but be'erev toich l'matzois was an aseh de lefnei hadibur. And being that it was an aseh de lefnei hadibur, an aseh de lefnei hadibur doesn't have the ability to be doicha alois aseh de la'achar hadibur. Rameir Shapiro, in his Shailos HaTshuvas Oir HaMeir, so a Purim night, we spoke at a tshuva from the Oir HaMeir, Simin Samach Aleph. This is in Shailos HaTshuvas Oir HaMeir, in Simin Chof Aleph. He asks a kushya nefla. Great, Rameir Shapiro says, I don't understand. Sidin in commentary to Yisrael, it's the first Seder. You want to be Mekayim the mitzvah be'erev toich l'matzah. They brought the Karban Pesach, but they couldn't do it on matzahs u'meroirim. They couldn't eat matzah. The reason they couldn't eat matzah was because it was chadash. How are you going to eat it? I say doich alois aseh. No, it's an aseh de lifnei adibur that doesn't have the ability to be doich alois aseh de lach adibur. Frank Rameh Shapiro, according to the Ran, in the second parak of Masechta Sukkah, that holds that there's a mitzvah aseh deiraisa to eat pas on Shabbos and on Yontif, so much so that he asked the Kasha, why did the Torah have to say Be'erev Toich L'matzos? I anyways know I have to eat a kezayis matzah. Out my chiyav sudo. So Frank Rameh Shapiro, they couldn't eat matzah? Of course they could have eaten matzah. Why couldn't they sit down, eat matzah, not have the assay of Be'erev Toich L'matzos be doicha the lois assay of Chodesh, but let the assay of Suda be doicha the lois assay of Chodesh. And what are you going to tell me? Assay de lifnei adibur? The assay of Suda is an assay de lach adibur. You don't find anywhere in the Torah where the Yidden were told that there's a chi of Suda before Matan Torah. Now, the remes to the chi of Suda is from a pasuk of Parshas B'Shalach, which is in the Parshas Amon, which is lifnei adibur. But there's no mitzvah lifnei adibur. Be'erev toich l'matzos, the mitzvah was lifnei adibur. Over here, the mitzvah wasn't lifnei adibur. There's a remes to the mitzvah. There's a drasha from a pasuk that's lifnei adibur. But that's not called an aseh de lifnei adibur. Aseh de lifnei adibur is a very exclusive club. Those are the mitzvahs aseh that the Torah was mitzvah yid and lifnei adibur. So the chi of Suda is not an aseh de lifnei adibur. So and on that you can't tell me it was an aseh de lifnei adibur. This was Rameir Shapiro's kasha. It's a kushya nefla, ayin sham in simin chaf aleph. He has a beautiful pilpul. Just one short teretz, and we'll move along. Just one short teretz that I saw in the Shailos HaTshuvas Avnei Tzion from the St. Peter Roof. He said a classic. He said that we've mentioned in the past, the Rabbi Yaakov Engel, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Shailos HaTshuvas Bein Pyrus, asks a bamba kasha. He says, I don't understand Tosfos kasha. Tosfos asks a kasha, let the asay of matzah be doich to the lois asay of chalash. We pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir is awesome in our Torah. If chatzi shir is also in the Torah, that means as soon as you eat a chatzi shir, as soon as you eat a chatzi shir of chadash, you already violated the isser. Do you have chatzi shir by mitzvahs? So that's a big shaila. That's a chakira from the Mishnah Lamelech. But the pashtus is that there's no chatzi shir by mitzvahs. So if that's the case, Freik Rabbi Yosef Engel, was Freik the Yerushalmi Akasha, Yavei Aseh the Matzavi Yitcholoi Saseh the Chadosh, it's not Be'idna. You're going to violate the Issa Chadosh before you make the mitzvah of Matzah. As soon as you eat a Chatzi Zayas of Chadosh, you're already over Chatzi Shir Asa Ben HaTorah. You're not making the mitzvah until you eat a full kezias. So if that's the case, the two things didn't happen at the same time. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. And the Achrayim are mefalful in Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. And the Pashta Teretz Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha is that it's true that Chatzi Shir is Asa Ben HaTorah. But why is Chatzi Shir Asa Ben HaTorah? Because it's Chazi Litz Tarufe. Chazi Shir is awesome in HaTorah because you could always eat another half of Zayas. What will happen if you eat another half of Zayas? So at that point, if you're going to eat another half of Zayas, it's going to come out that you ate a full Kazayas, in which case you did a mitzvah. So it's true Chatzi Shir itself is awesome in HaTorah. And when you do a Chatzi Shir of a mitzvah, you didn't get the mitzvah. But the whole Chatzi Shir awesome in HaTorah is because you could always eat another half. If I would eat another half, I would get the mitzvah. That's maybe why there's going to be an Aseh Deicheloi Saseh. That's what the Achreinim say to answer Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. So the same Peit Deruv said, if that's the case, you can answer this Kasha. Because there's a shear of how much bread you have to eat in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda. What's the shear? So the Mechaber says in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, Yeizor ma'od l'kayim Suda shlishes. Vafim usaveya yochel l'kayim oisa. There's a b'dievet shear for a Suda. You know what the b'dievet shear is? B'kebeya. The b'dievet shear is a kebeya. The Mechaber brings in Hilchash al Shudas, because that's where it plays out. But the b'dievet shear is a beya. So said the same Peter Ruf Givaldik. Meir Shapiro asked the Kasha that according to the Ran, that there's an assay to eat matzah on Yontif. There's an assay to eat bread on Erev Yontif and every Yontif. Why? Because it's a Chiyav Suda. And the Chiyav Suda is a Chiyav Deiraisa. It's such a Chiyav Deiraisa that it has to be done with pas. So much so that the Ran asked the Kasha, what do I need better if Teichel Matzah? It's typically that I anyways have a Chiyav. So if that's the case, why couldn't the Yidden eat matzah that first year they came into Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Issa Chodesh, Yovei Assay the Suda. The assay of matzah, you're right, can't be Deichel. But the assay of Suda. And by the way, once you have the assay of Suda, now already I could be Yotze my mitzvah matzah to say, could have been to the mitzvah matzah. What was the problem? It's the assay of Suda. And it's not an assay to Lifnei Adibur, it's an assay to Lacher Adibur. The bomb kasha, the cushion of love, Ramea Shapiro. Zok St. Peter Uv, it's Gewaldig. He says, you know why? Because it's true, there's a mitzvah. But what's the shear of the mitzvah of Suda? The shear of the mitzvah of Suda is a beya. What's the iser chadosh? It's like all macholis asuras. The shear is a kezias. You're going to be over the iser before you have a chance to be mekayim the mitzvah. And here you can't say the achreinim steretz to the Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha. Oh, it's chazir. No, this is the shear. Here the shear is a kezayis. Here the shear is a beya. It's not be'idna. If it's not be'idna, so you're out of business. It's not going to be negeya. Kushy a teretz nifla to a kushy nifla. That's the first star. The second star is a little bit lighter. And that is, so we learned the sugya just now. What happens if the first night yontif falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos? You have to make kiddush. You have to make Havdalah. So what's the Seder? So we know the halach is yaknahas. But the truth is there's many, many shitas in the Gemara. The Rashbam asks a bumbakasha. The Rashbam says, I don't understand. We're discussing Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. We're discussing Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdalah. Right? All these different permutations of exactly what the Seder is supposed to be. What happened to Besamim? Shouldn't there be a base somewhere in Yaknaz? What happened to Besamim? That's the Rashbam's kasha. Says the Rashbam, it's not a kasha. The reason is, last line on Daf Kuf Beis Amin Aleph, the Fisha Ein Mevarchin Ala B'Samim B'Yantif. The reason there's no discussion over here at B'Samim is because you don't make a Boir Amine B'Samim on Yantif. When Yantif falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos and you're making Havdalah, so you omit the Boir Amine B'Samim. What's the reason? Shari Gam B'Yantif Yesh Lanu Neshama Yisera B'Shabbos. The reason is because on Yantif we have the same Neshama Yisera that we have on Shabbos. And being that we have the same Neshama Yisera, so it's for that reason we don't make B'Samim. What does B'Samim have to do with Neshama Yisera? So if you take a look at Toisves, Dibra Maskel, Rav Omar, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, so Tosfos brings the Rashbam and he adds a little bit of language that explains everything. Pirush Rashbam, the tam besamim mishum ibud neshama yaseir. The reason we milk a bayr mina besamim is related to the fact that we lose our neshama yaseir after Shabbos. Ubiyantif nami ikun neshama yaseir. The Gemara says in Masechtas Beyah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, Shavas Vayinofash. What does it mean? Shavas Vayinofash. Vayinofash is Miloshin Vay of the Nofash. That after Shabbos, a Yid loses his Neshama Yisera, which implies that on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera. So every single Yid on Shabbos gets a Neshama Yisera, and he loses it on Mitzoy Shabbos. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisera Noisan Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Erev Shabbos. Ulu Mitzoy Shabbos Noit Noisay Meru. Shemem Shabbos Vay Nofesh, Kivish Shabbos Vay of the Nofesh. So being that a Yid loses his Neshama Yisera, we have to be Menachem the person. So the way we're Menachem the person is by besamim. Besamim is an idea of nichum, and it's a nechama for the fact that we just lost something. We lost the nefesh. We lost our neshama yisayis. So says the Rashbam. So it's pashut oy bazoy. Why you don't make? It's pashut oy bazoy. Why when it's yontif you don't make a bayrim mina besamim? And why there's no beis in our sugya? It's because it's yontif. Yeah, anyways, have a neshama yisera. So you don't have to be menachem the person for losing the neshama yisera because he in fact never lost the neshama yisera. Tosfos says if that's the case, I have a problem. If a person has a neshama yisera on yontif, just like he has on Shabbos, so how come it's a yontif? You don't make a bayrim mina besamim. Matzah Shabbos, you make a bayrim mina besamim because vayu of the nafesh, because we just lost the neshama yisera. But if that's the case, matzah yontif, you should also have to make a bayrim mina besamim if really you have a neshama yisera. But yet matzah yontif, you don't make a bayrim mina besamim. Says Tosfos l'kach nira de beyontif leka neshama yisera. Really, on yontif a yid does not have a neshama yisera. If he doesn't have a neshama yisera, it's a hajj kushul l'duchte. So how come in the yakna has there's no base? How come you don't make a bayrim mina besamim? Says Tosfos, because the whole idea of the Besamim is, like we said, to be Menachem the Yid for the fact that he lost his Neshama Yisera. But on Yontif, you don't have to be Menachem the Yid. Because on Yontif, he has Simchas Yontif. So the Neshama and the Yid is because of the Simcha of the Achila and the Shtia. It's Moyel Kemoy Besam. It's Moyel Kemoy Besam. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Whether on Yontif a Yid has a Neshama Yisera, or whether on Yontif a Yid does not have a Neshama Yisera. So what exactly is a Neshama Yisera? Rashi, on that Gemara that we just mentioned, Be'ed Avtez Zayin Amid Aleph, says, what's a Neshama Yisera? Reichav Lev, Lemenucha, Ulesimcha, V'liyois Pasuach L'Revacha, V'yoichav V'yishte V'ein Nafshei Kotza Olaf. Rashi says that on Shabbos, a Yid has to be Be'oinig, a Yid has to be Besimcha, a Yid has to be Be'menucha, you have to eat, you have to drink, three sudois. A Yid needs a certain breakkeit in order to be able to properly fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos. The Neshama Yisera is a spiritual dimension that the Eibishter gives every single Yid on Shabbos. So like this, he's going to have the Kalim for him to properly, in a mehudar digger way, fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So being that on Shabbos, you need menucha, you need simcha, you need achila, you need shtia. At some point, it could be nafshei katzalov. That's why there's certain kulos on Shalosh Shudas, because Shalosh Shudas sometimes it's hard to eat. So a Yid is given the tools for him to be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And that's what the Neshama Yisera is. That Ben Ezra, in a few places, in his Pirush al HaTorah, and the Sfarna, and the Ramban quotes Ben Ezra a few times, says a whole different shot. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Vayivarech Elikim is Yom HaShvi, Vayikadesh Oisai. What does it mean, Vayivarech Elikim? So Ben Ezra says, the word bracha is Miloshin Toisefes. We've spoken about this in the past. Pirush bracha, Toisefes Toivo. It's more Toiv. The fact that Shabbos has bracha means we have more good. Well, what's more? What exactly are we referring to? Upayoyim hazeh tischadesh bagufois demus koyach batoylodois ubaneshamois koyach ha'akora v'haseicha. We need the last part, the sefer. Ubaneshamois, in the neshama, we have a koyach ha'akora v'haseicha. The Ramban says that Ben Ezra was referring to the neshama yisera. He meant that on Shabbos, there's a toisefes, there's a vayivorech in the neshama. What's the toisefes in the neshama? Neshama yisera. That's what it means. Neshama yisera, a toisefes of neshama. And what's the purpose for it? It's for hakara, it's for seichel. It's like this, a person will have the kalim for him to be able to spiritually do what he needs to do. The sefurna on the same pasuk, vayivorech l'kim as yoyim ha-shvi. Kol yoyim shvi ha-asid berchoy. Shiyye yoyser mucha on mishar hayomim, benefesh yisera, leyor ba'orachayim.
In other words, there would seem to be a machlokes rishonim between Rashi
and the Ben Ezra and the Sephorna and the Ramban, what the idea of the Neshama Yisera was. According to Rashi, it's Yisera for the physical, for the Gashmias that a person needs to fulfill on Shabbos. The Karasol Shabbos Oynig. According to Ben Ezra and the Ramban and the Sephorna, it would seem to be more related to the Koyach HaSeichel, Leor Be'orachayim. It's more related to the Ruchnias on Shabbos. At first glance, it would seem to be a fundamental machloikis what the Neshama Yisera is. And obviously, Shitas Rashi is very difficult to understand. Because the Neshama, by definition, is Ruchnias. That's what it is. It's a spiritual thing. It's metaphysical, a neshama. So how could it be that you get the neshama for gashmis? Right, we're accustomed to thinking that a person's made up of a guf. Adam was created me'a Adamo, and he has a neshama, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, and that's the struggle between the guf, the nefesh ha-bahami, and the neshama, that's the nefesh ha-sichli, and that's the yetzahar, and that's the yetzatoiv, and that's this battle, this war that a person was placed in this world, and our job is to make sure that our koyach ha-seichel is going to be miskaber on top of our nefesh ha-behema. That's always what it's about. So the neshama is always associated, obviously, with the idea of ruchnius, of spirituality. Yet you have a Rashi in Be'ah Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph that Rashi says the idea of the neshama Yisera is you'll be able to eat more because it's a short Shabbos and you can have shalosh shudas and you might be nafshi kata olav. So are you going to sit down and eat another yud beis chalas? Oh, so this is what you do. What you do is you have a neshama Yisera. This gives you the koyach to. You want to sleep Shabbos afternoon? There's an inyan of menucha. How are you going to fall asleep? You have too much on your mind. Oh, don't worry about it. Hashem's going to give you the koyach for menucha like this, you're going to be able to. That's what the Neshama Yisera is. So at first glance, it's Tamu. I don't have a good answer, but that's obviously the Tamiya. But just one Ha'ara. And that is the Pasuk that teaches us the idea of Neshama Yisera is in Parshas Kisisa. It says, Vayinafesh, and we learn from there, Vay of the Nafesh. Chassam Sofer, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, in Parshas Kisisa, asks an obvious question. He says that the mitzvah of Shabbos is mentioned so many times in the Torah. The Yidden got the mitzvah in Mara, Zochar, Siyam, Shabbos, Lakacha, by the Aseres HaDibris. He says, why is the idea of Neshama Yisera, which seems to be such a big deal, why is it tucked away in Parshas Kisisa? Parshas Kisisa, that's where it says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. You have to literally search for it if you don't know it's there. And why is it there? So why was it mentioned in Parshas Kisisa? Why wasn't it mentioned in Parshas Yisrael? Additionally, says the Chassam Sofer, the way the Torah told us about the mitzvah of Neshama Yisera is that we lose it. Vay of the Nafesh. Oh, so if you lose your Neshama Yisera after Shabbos, so you say Meris, you always had it. But it's a backwards way of introducing the concept of Neshama Yisera. Wouldn't it seem a little more glatt and grud to simply say that on Shabbos you have a Neshama Yisera? Okay, after Shabbos you lose it. Vay of the Nafesh. Why are we being so negative and pessimistic? And why are we looking at it from that perspective? Let's be more, no, on Shabbos you have a Neshama Yisera. After Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, Vay of the Nafesh. As I break the hill, and the Chassam Sofer says a dover niflo. He says, what was the Neshama Yisera? Or what is the Neshama Yisera? So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Peches Amar Aleph, that B'shoh Sheikdimu Yisrael Nasal and Nishma, when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, and they said, Nasal and Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribesh Malachi Asharis Cholecha Vechem Yisrael. So it was 600,000 Yidden. 600,000 Malachim came down, Koshulay Shnei Sarim, and they took two crowns, Echad Kenege Nasa, the Echad Kenege Nishma. And every single Yid was wearing two crowns. One Kenege Nasna, and one Kenege Nishma. Kimesh Chat Yisrael, when the Yidden sinned, Yardu Meiv Esrim Ribesh Malachi Chavala. 1.2 million Malachi Chavala came down upirkum, and they took away these crowns. Shenema vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael as edya me'archoyrev. Amrav cham rab chanino, b'choyrev tanu, b'choyrev parku. They got it in choyrev, and then they lost it after the chet egel. Amrav yoichan, Rab yoichan, and said, what happened to all these crowns? The kulan zachem Moshe v'natan. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The samach lei, u'moshe yikach esa oil. And what does it say? That it was karan arpanov. Where did that shine come from? What was the karan arpanov? It came because he got all the crowns that the Malachi Hasharis had taken away from the Yidden. So when the Yidden said, Nasav and Ishma, every single Yid got two crowns. Moshe Rabbeinu came, and then they had the Chet Egel, and they lost them. Where did they go? They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chassam Sofer quotes the Arizal that said that the Neshama Yisera is that every single Shabbos, the Yid gets back those two crowns. Those two Kisarim that were taken away from the Yidin after the Chet Egel, the Yid gets back. But we don't get it back permanently. We get it back for one day. We get it back for Shabbos. And every single week, for one day, we get back these two crowns, and those crowns on the Neshama Yisera. Says the Arizal, who has the crowns the rest of the week? Moshe Rabbeinu has it. Which means that if we get it on Shabbos, really Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it to us. So the Arizal said, that's why we say in Shabbos davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What's the matnas chelkoi? It's referring to those crowns. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, v'kulon zocha Moshe v'notlon. If on Shabbos we get back these two crowns, that means Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us a matana, and that's Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Said the Chassam Sofer, a dover nifla. He said that if that's the case, had the Yidden not sinned by the Chet HaEgel, there'd be no such thing as a Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera is plan B. Neshama Yisera are the crowns that we were supposed to have 7 days a week, and instead we only have 1 day a week. Really, we weren't supposed to have the crowns. It was all because of the Chet HaEgel. We lost it. So on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe Mematnas Chelkoi, we end up getting it back. But really, there would have never been a Neshama Yisera. So Zog Techsam, so if you want to know why there was no Neshama Yisera in Mara, because that was before the Chet HaEgel. You want to know why there was no Neshama Yisera by Zochas Yem Shabbos Lekatshim by the Aseres HaDibris, because there was no Chet HaEgel. You know where the parish of Neshama Yisera is, Vayov the Nofesh? The parish of Neshama Yisera, Vayov the Nofesh is. It's in parish. As a matter of fact, it's right before, if you look it up, it's right by the Chet HaEgel. Not just that, it's the last thing that the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu before he told him, Reich Rei Kishichas Amcha. Because as soon as the Eibishter saw Shichas Amcha, so they lost the crowns, Vayinofesh, Vayov the Nofesh. Now there's going to have to be something called the Neshama Yisera. That was the last thing that happened, and that's why he told it to them right there. So it says the Heilige Chassam Sofer, it's for that reason that it's tucked away. That's the reason that it's mentioned over there in Parshas. It's for that reason that it's mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the rest of the story. You want to know why it's mentioned in Parshas Kisisa? The reason is, it's related to the fact, because without Parshas Kisisa, without the Chet HaEgel, there would have never been a Parsha. And the reason there would have never been a Parsha is because the only reason there's a Neshama Yisera is because we lost the two crowns, because in fact, the whole Neshama Yisera is the fact that we're getting those crowns back. So if that's the case, maybe we can understand a little bit better what the Neshama Yisera is. What were those two crowns? What were they? So the Yidden said, Nasav and Ishma, the Eibishter came down and there were two crowns. What exactly were they? The Marsha says that those two crowns were what we know as Kesem Malchus and Kesem Kohuna. When the Yidden said, Nasav and Ishma, they got Kesem Torah. But the Pasuk says, Bim Malachim Yimloichu, that from Kesem Torah comes Kesem Malchus, and from Kesem Torah comes Kesem Kohuna. And that's why by Maimon Har Sinai, the Hashem told the Atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim. Mamleches is Kesem Malucha, and Koyanim is Kesem Kohuna. So those two crowns were the Keser of Malchus, and they were the Kesem Kohuna. So the Yidden said, Nasav Ishma, they got Kesem Torah. But together with the Kesem Torah, the Malachim came down, and they gave him Malchus, and they gave him Kohuna. So could be Lefiza, maybe Hafla Vafela. Maybe it's Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. What's Kesem Malchus? So after learning Masechtas Pesachim, towards the end, we know what Kesem Malchus is. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Zayin that you can't eat the carbon Pesach na ubashal levushal b'mayim. Why not? Because he says b'leil aseidah with melachim, and a melech doesn't eat his food half roasted. A melech doesn't eat his food cooked. He eats it sliyesh. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tazayin you have to make sure you don't break the bones of the carbon Pesach. The etzem leisishbru, but why? Because at the leil aseidah we're melachim, we're kings, and a king when he eats he doesn't break the bones. There's no shviras etzem. Malchus is mechayiv a certain hanhaga in oil mazeh. Malchus means we act like kings. We act like sarim. We act like kings. L'moshcha kiderech sham melachim oichlim. It's an oilam hazeh. It's a physical midah. Yidin ha-melachim. We don't eat shkatzim, we don't eat remosim, we don't drink dam. We're not oivet avoy dezara. We're anoshim, sichliim. We're the hoibin amenshin. It's because we're melachim, malchi rabbanon. Malchus is a physical midah. Kohuna, the kohen serves the Eibishter. The kohen is someone that serves in the Beis HaMikdash. The neshama yisera is the two ksarim. What were the two ksarim? Kesem Malchus in Kesem Kohuna. Kesem Malchus, that's Rashi in Mesech Nisbeyah, Daft Hezayin Amar Aleph. It's an Archobas Alev. You should be able to eat like a melech. You should be able to drink like a melech. You should be able to rest like a melech. Ayin Brochus Daft Alam Amar Aleph. Gimel Omid Beis. That's what it's about. It's about Malchus. Or it's about Malchus. It's an Olam Haz. It's a physical type of Midah. As opposed to Kesem Kohuna. Or Kesem Kohuna, that's Leor Ba'or Elikim. That's a Dover Sichli. That's the Koyin that's worshiping the Eibush to Lefnei Hashem. So it could be Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Lekim Chayim. There's an idea of Rashi Tezayin Amad Aleph that the Neshama Yaseir is Archavas Alev. That's the Kesem Malchus. And there's also an idea of more Nesichlius Digaway. That's the Kesekuna. I was thinking maybe just one last Knech, and that is the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva and Simin Reish Tzadik brings from the Elyu Rabbah who quotes the Shlah. The Shlah says that, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh, that on Matzoi Shabbos, after Neshama Yisera goes back, after the Neshama Yisera goes back to Shamayim, Shoyel Oysa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Neshama and he asks the Neshama a question. Ma Chiddush Amarta B'Torah? Tell me a Chiddush that you said this Shabbos. This is what he says. It says the Shari Tshuva that the Machzik Bracha, that was the Chida, brings from the Sefer Das Chachma, who said over in the name of the Arizal, in the Sefer Shar HaPsukim, in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, Shem Mechadesh B'Torah, if a person's Mechadesh in learning, Ma'atrin Lo'aviv Ba'oisei Ha'olam. If a person says a Chiddush in learning on Shabbos, in Olam Haba, his father suddenly gets crowns. Lokach Nismach Kibud L'mitzvah Shabbos. Zochar Siyom HaShabbos HaKadshoi, Kabed Esavicha V'Asimecha. Ish Iva Imoi V'Aviv Tiro, V'Eshapsoi Sa'i What's the connection between Shabbos and Kibud Av V'Aim? What's the connection between Shabbos and Yira for a father and a mother? Because if a person keeps Shabbos properly, what does it mean keep Shabbos properly? He taps into his Neshama Yisera. What does it mean tapping into the Neshama Yisera? Tapping into the Neshama Yisera means being bechadish in learning. Ma chidush amarta b'toira. That's a lashon of desire. Ma chidush amarta b'toira. So says the Arizal. That's why there's a smichos. Because what's going to happen is they're going to be ma'ata to this person's father in Shemayim. So through observing Shabbos, a person has the ability to be mekayim the greatest level of kibud av v'aim. And then the Chida said that the Arizal said that what happens if a person is not able to be mechadish in learning. So the Arizal said he shall learn something that he's never learned before. I mean, it doesn't have to be a chiddush. Doesn't have to be a teretz from Kivegas Kasha. But as long as there's some chiddush in his learning, he learns a daf that he didn't learn the day before. That's also something, and that's also considered a chiddush. So said the Arizal that's this idea of the connection that you find often between Shabbos and kibud av v'aim, because that's the guest and keep it of aim. But this is all the Neshama Yisera. So what do they ask the Neshama Yisera? They ask the Neshama Yisera, Machidish Chidashta. So maybe we're going too crazy here, but maybe in the world of Machshava, the Neshama Yisera, the Hilgach Chassam Sofer said, is the two Ksarim, quoting that Rizal. What were the two Ksarim the Marsha said in the Chedushay Agadis in Shabbos Tapeches Amar Aleph? It's the Kesem Malchus, it's the Kesem Kahuna. Kesem Malchus, that's Rashi, Beyat Tezayin Amar Aleph. We act like Melachim, like the Chinuch says throughout his Sefer HaChinuch, that there's an idea, Melech conducts himself in this world. It's a certain Hogav, Achil, and Shti, and Minucha, in Biderech Malchus. And then it's also Kesa Kahuna. That's the Ebenezer, that's the Ramban, that's the Safurna. But if you have Kesa Malchus and you have Kesa Kahuna, and it's all because of what? It's because we're going back to the Zman of Bishosh Shekhtim Yisrael Nasal and Ishma. So, Ein Mikro Yoitzim Idei Pshutai. We for sure have the Kesa Torah, right? It all started with the Kesa Torah. We said Nasav and Ishma, we got the Kesa Torah. Zokhtim Arsha, Obi Melochim Yimloich, once we got the Kesa Torah, now there was Kesa Machas, now there was Kesa Kuna. So it's not enough that we eat and drink and we have Menuch and we have Oynik, Kesa Machas. Not enough that we serve Hashem, that's Kesa Kuna. But we need the Kesa Torah also. Machidush Chidashto. That's the idea of Kesa Torah. Could be, you know, we always mention the Torah. The Torah says the reason there's three Shemayin Asra is on Shabbos. Yontif, it's always Atu B'chato. But on Shabbos, Friday night, Shachris, and Mincha is a different Shabbos, is a different Nusach. And the Torah said the reason is because it's Zecha to a different Shabbos. Friday night is Zecha L'maisa V'reishas. Shabbos day is Zecha to the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah. Kuli Alma Moidi the B'Shabbos Nitin Torah. And then Shalashudis, Rav the Ravin, and then Mincha, that's Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, that's connected to Yom Shekula Shabbos. So on Shabbos, we remember the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And it's Sarach Bir, why? So what? So the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because of that, we're Koyveya, a whole Shemayna Esrei, Zecha to the Shabbos. It sounds like there's more of an intrinsic connection between Matan Torah on Shabbos. There's some major connection over there. I think Lafia now we can understand it a little better, a neufach better. And that is on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera. And that's very fundamental. The Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Neshama Yisera is Shabbos. That's the Neshama Yisera and Shabbos is literally one and the same. And what is the Neshama Yisera? It's the Madrega that the Yidden wore b'Shas Kabbalah Satorah. That level, that Madrega that the Yidden had from Kabbalah Satorah until the Chet HaEgel when they were all Bahar Chayiv, those were the 40 days of Maimon Har Sinai. That Madrega is the Madrega that we get on Shabbos. That's the Madrega we get on Shabbos. We have the Kesa Torah, we have the Kesa Malchus, we have the Kesa Kahuna, we have the Shteik Sarim that the Gemara talks about, B'Shal Shekdim Yisrael Nasav and Nishma. That means there's a real deep, deep embedded connection between Shabbos and Kabbalah Satorah. That's why we dedicate one Shmoyne Esrei every single Shabbos, Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelkoi, to the Shabbos when the Yidden received the Torah.